When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Hey, Quinn. Hi.
Mary. Hi.
It's almost like I'm just connecting with you, but it's not. We've been talking the whole time. Do you want to tell our dearest friends and listeners and readers what's going on with the South? Or do you not? Do you want me to tell it? How do you want to reveal?
I would love to. Well, I guess I would just say to you guys, I'm using my headphones right now. What happened is that I'm in Denver. I went to go pack the thing I need to connect my microphone to my computer. Matt saw me pack it, or actually just saw it pack, and helpfully pulled it out of the bag and said, "You don't need to bring this." And I said, "I do. It's how I record podcasts." And he said, "No, I have a wire that does the whole thing, so you don't need this whole connection thing. It'll sound better, I bet." And I said, "Are you sure? Because I can just bring that." And he said, "No." And he took it out, and he packed a wire that doesn't connect anything to anything.
Darling? Darling?
And so what we decided to do, because Quinn and I are A-plus students, high effort, we were like, you know what? We should record something a little. Something to say, hey, it's us. We haven't forgotten you. Come join us. It's going to be a little teeny tiny little baby app. Jesus. We were going to do like a little like, you know, hey, check in. Not going to be the same as a full length app. But like, we don't want to leave you hanging. And it feels like the earth, the world is also telling us, hey, maybe you could have taken a week
off.
And can I tell you, we said in the face of that, we said in the face of husbands who think they know better, and you know what? God bless. I don't know if anybody out there can relate, or anyone who is single like me can feel validated in this moment. Either you can relate or you're validated. It's the two.
Like, it's like I'm so tired, and like, I know I can't say I'm tired because what time is it where you are?
Okay, so here's...
So crazy.
All right, so Quinn, what time is it where you are?
My computer says 10:30, so it must be 8:30.
It's 8:30, and that's actually like Quinn's on New York time. The reality is that my time, because I'm still in Scotland, is at 3:30 in the morning.
That is so fucking stupid. Like, what are we even doing? And I'm like telling Carrie I'm going to be late because I can't figure out a way to plug in my microphone. And now I'm talking to her on headphones. This is so dumb. We got to get out of here. What are we doing?
Here's the thing. If this isn't a commitment to the bit, again, Quinn and I are A-plus kids. We're commitment kids. We said we're going to be there. We're going to fucking be there. And we are here. And you know what? I think that's great. I think that's beautiful. Hold on. I want to make sure my mic is working.
I can see it.
God. Oh my God, Quinn, I'm on my headphone mic right now.
Well, join the fucking club.
I actually brought my microphone.
Like, we would normally tech shoot this, but I think at this point, this is a garbage kit.
Quinn, let's just fucking, it's a headphone app, baby. It's a headphone app.
A headphone app.
Ah, I'm so proud of us. Okay. So, hey, we're doing a little bit of a headphone app. I think what's up Quinn's also annoyed at is that, like, she brought shit that she didn't need now on her trip, which sucks.
Oh,
which sucks.
Not even. I didn't even pack the microphone. I was using my dad's. Obsessed. He has a snowball. But it didn't. I'm just pissed because, you know what? It was like one of these nights where the kids were a little bit difficult. No, that's not true. Sorry, Koa. Griff was a little bit difficult. Koa was fine. Oh, and then Koa got difficult at bed because he was like wrestling when we were trying. Anyway, it was like a lot of little normal kid hurdles.
Oh, Quinn.
I can't like have everyone in the house against me right now. Like, I'm exhausted. My kids were so tiring today. I like made dinner. I'm just like...
It's a nightmare. Well, listen, you're listening to a very special bullshit bush. Please, like, God, if this is your first episode listening to us, please know. I think we're more professional than this. Or are we?
God, get out while you can, maybe. I don't know.
Listen, we're just two friends trying to make a podcast. My name is Carrie, and this is Truly.
Darkly.
Creeply.
Creeply.
And welcome. And yeah, that's Quinn, Lynn Posner. And you know what? Can I tell you from my end?
Blow up my spot.
We're not talking shit about you over here. We love you. Okay. So here we are. We're doing like a little mini episode because it's 3:30 in the morning my time. Anyway, I think it's an even episode, so I could technically get to go first. And I haven't done much research, but I have this old story that was too short that I want to tell you about, and it relates to an updated news story. But here's the deal. Long story short, I got this information from the New York Times. I got it from Click Orlando, BBC, NPR, News Sky. Here's the deal. There is this. In 2019, this woman, Emma McGinnis, she decides to have a 30th birthday party in Disney World. Spoiler alert, I have a feeling this woman may or may not be a Disney adult. Okay? And so she decides for her 30th birthday, she wants to go down the Humunga Cowabunga water slide. Now, this water slide is no fucking joke, okay? It's a 214-foot...
Well, with a name like that, how could it be?
How could it be a joke? Tell me, can you say Humunga Cowabunga without making a joke?
Yes.
It's the most serious thing. And honestly, if there's anyone here that feels serious about it, who's not going to make a joke, it's actually Quinn, because Quinn is pissed. Okay. So what happened was, is it's this 214-foot water slide, and it's like Orlando, Florida. This shit is a baller water slide. Okay, so apparently it's like a 60-degree water slide. It's like a 5 stories. It's like a party, man. And so what you're supposed to do is there's no tube or anything. You like get on the slide and they tell you to cross your legs and go down the water slide, right? Have you ever done this? Like a really high water slide where you cross your legs and go down? You're like,
of course.
You look like you're in a fucking casket, a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
So this 30-year-old woman, Emma, decides to go down this water slide. And when you go down that fast, like your legs might be crossed, but like, come on, shit can get weird. Do you know what I mean? And like you could go up to 40 miles an hour and your legs might not be like hooked at the bottom. You know, it's just like they're telling you to cross, but once you're going on your own. Okay. So Emma goes down this water slide up to 40 miles an hour. She is wearing a one-piece swimsuit. The water rushes up her and gives her such a profound wedgie that she is taken to the hospital for injury.
God. Are you serious?
Quinn, I'm absolutely dead serious. She has to go.
Why doesn't this happen all the time? I don't understand why it happened to her, but
this poor woman, she experiences like immediate pain, severe pain internally. She stands up, blood starts rushing from her legs at Disney World. Okay.
Oh my God.
Horrifying. She's taken to the hospital and they have to repair her gynecologic injuries by a specialist. She has severe vaginal lacerations. They said that her bowel was also protruded through her abdominal wall. And she has damage to her internal organs. She has a fucking profound wedgie that is like, and they're saying that like women injuries are far worse than male injuries, right? Because it's like water getting sucked up there. It's fucking bad news. Really bad. So it's like, oh my God, this is also so bad. So when you travel down a slide, you go into like this pool of water at the bottom and it's designed to stop the travel. But the force of that water can push loose garments into a person's anatomy, which is what happened to her. And because, again, she's a woman, it's like really a serious injury. So she obviously sues Disney for $50,000. And I don't know what happened.
That's
I have to find that out.
That's not a lot of money. I hope they just fucking gave it to her. Sheesh.
Well, the reason I'm telling you this is there's actually a couple, hold on, wedgie. Because they're like, you should cross your legs, but they don't like warn what happens.
You might like go to the hospital.
Yeah, they like don't know. I'm trying to think of September. I like actually can't find the ruling of it. And I, you know what, honestly, it's late. I didn't do much research. That was that. So anyway, so this is the Humunga Cowabunga, right? So this is one injury. Mm-hmm. Then I just found out when I looked this up, there is another person who goes on this Humunga Cowabunga ride in Disney World in the Typhoon Lagoon. And this woman, Laura Reyes Marino, she goes May 11th of this year, and she starts going on the Humunga Cowabunga, a water slide, vertical five-story drop, and she starts banging on the inside of the slide. And while mm-hmm. she goes to the bottom, her body goes limp. Now, her family is at the bottom. They're all waiting for her, and they see blood is coming out of her mouth in the water. According to the court reports or the court records, the fiance pulls her out of the water, and a lifeguard comes by, and they're like, we actually can't help or touch her so until an ambulance has to be called. I think it's probably just like a rule of who can touch her or whatnot. And so she's like coughing up blood, stuck in water. And so now this poor woman has had a brain injury, and she is now also suing because she was taken to the hospital. She was treated for severe lacerations, damage to her internal organs, or hernia as well. So like this Humunga Cowabunga
from a water slide?
From a fucking water slide.
It's the same one?
Same one. One was in 2019.
Humunga Cowabunga, get out of here.
Humunga Cowabunga, hey, sayonara. That's what I'll say to that one. Peace out, Girl Scout. So these, I mean, just really insane injuries. So the reason I'm telling you this story is because there's a recent update, not on either of these stories, but what I really want to talk about is this new update where,
sorry,
you're bless you. So there's this guy, Jeffrey Piccolo. He and his wife go to Disney, I think in 2024. So he goes to Disney and he's going to a restaurant. His wife has very severe, like, dairy and nut allergy. And so he's in the restaurant in Disney and he informs the staff that his wife has a dairy and a nut allergy multiple times. Or his wife does. She's around, right? She's telling them. She's like, hey, I have a severe nut and dairy allergy. Make sure there's no cross-contamination, all that good stuff, right? So they're like, yeah, we got you. They bring out her food and, spoiler alert, it has dairy and nut allergy. I'm sorry, it has dairy and nuts in it.
They sprinkled allergy all over it.
It was October 5th, 2023, just to be clear. And they sprinkled allergy all over it. And it's so bad that she goes to the hospital and with her severe allergic reaction, and she dies at the hospital October 5th, 2023. And in a legal filing, her death is confirmed by a medical examiner as a result of anaphylaxis due to elevated levels of dairy and nut in her system. Now, her widower is suing Disney for $50,000 plus legal costs, right? Now, Disney is a very large corporation. My assumption is we don't know what happened with these wedgie cases because they settled out of court and nobody reported them and the PR buried it. That's my theory. Or I can't find it. Or, which is also a very likely, I didn't look for it very closely, which is also a very fair answer. That being said, here's what's interesting. This is like a new report that just came out, not actually 2 days ago, which is Disney wants this case thrown out for the wrongful death for the allergic reaction in their parks. And the reason they want it thrown out is because this guy, Jeffrey Piccolo, in 2019, he signed up for a free month of Disney Plus. In the free month of Disney Plus terms and conditions, it's saying something to the extent of, hey, you
if
can't...
If we kill your wife.
Yes, they said, it says, in the terms of use, it says that users agree to settle any disputes with the company via arbitration. So this lawsuit for wrongful death against the company is null and void because in 2019, he signed up for a free month of Disney fucking Plus.
That is so wild.
I don't feel... Ooh. The fact is this guy is literally looking for $50,000 plus damages and legal fees. Or no, $50,000 in damages plus legal fees for his dead wife that was killed on a Disney resort. Like, that guy could be asking for way fucking more. Disney's response, instead of paying this man, because I'm sure they're worried about the floodgates opening up, is, hey, you signed up for a
they
Disney
They sent him
plus.
Some free ears.
Worse. They were like, you would have to pay for a Disney Plus subscription, but this is actually a free month that you fucking signed up for. And the terms of use say you can't sue us.
Seems really crazy. I feel like we need a judge to throw that out.
We need a judge. But I had to tell you. So the reason is I looked up the wedgie case was a long time ago. So blah, blah, blah. Had to tell you that because the Humunga Cowabunga. But also thematically, I had to tell you about this Disney issue where apparently Now, if you sign up for a fucking Disney Plus and shit happens at the park, you could have a case potentially thrown out. Isn't that wild? That's a company that's too big. That's a company that's too big. I don't think you should be held accountable for signing up for entertainment on a streaming service to being in a physical park.
No, I don't think they should be related. I think you're right.
Okay. Well, that's my little, kind of little amuse-bouche of a week off.
All right.
Treat. I hope you enjoyed. And you know what? If you didn't, please listen next week.
Listen, you guys, we're taking a week off. This is us taking a week off.
This is us vacationing.
Pretty hardworking if you consider the fact that we were not going to do an episode and we were like, we'll talk for a second with no microphones and no stories. You're welcome, frankly.
It's actually a joke. It's a fucking joke, man.
I'll give you some updates. So I've got some case updates. The first funny update I want to give you is just that I covered the story of Mothman. I covered them, well, not yet, but I haven't gone upstairs. I covered the story of Mothman. Some of you will remember he is like a flying human / alien / monster that was seen, and then a lot of people died. A bridge collapsed. But he's like a murderous beast with red eyes. And basically what I need you to know is that I found a book in this house that I grew up in. You find a lot of things in this house. And it just on the cover looked very Ripley's Believe It or Not. It was like Mysteries of the World. And I like pointed out to Cohen, was like, oh, Mysteries of the World. Anyway, then my parents babysat that night. And when I got back, my dad was like, so I read to Koa about Mothman tonight. And I was like, what?
Jesus Christ.
Like, that Mysteries of the World book had a section on Mothman. I can't believe you let him hear it. He said it was fine. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like,
Koa lied.
My mom said I could read that. No, he didn't mean to lie, but he was like, my mom said I could read this. The question is, why did my dad start reading about a murderous flying alien and being like, this many lives lost? Some say his eyes are red and not stop himself at any time. So it was really chaotic because Koa was up all night and wanted to talk about Mothman. And I was like, it's not real, dude. And we had to like have this really long conversation that ended with him going, we talked about hoaxes. We talked about how people faked Nessie, how people faked like Sasquatch stuff.
So you're telling me in the form of Disney, you did not preserve the magic and Koa's all of his imagination, like in one night, you basically crushed it all?
You're two steps ahead of the story, which is to say he hears all this and he goes, huh, that really makes me think. And I was like, what did it make you think about? And he goes, Santa can't be real. But at the same time, I have gotten presents that say from Santa on them, and I know you're a good guy, not like these people. You wouldn't lie to me like that.
Oh no. Like,
well, would you like me to answer that question? Do you want me to talk to you about that? And he goes, I think Santa is real and he does bring me a gift, right? And I go, you know, we've been talking a long time. I think I have to go to bed now. I really like have to go back to bed at the middle of the night, and we could talk about this later. But I was just like hitting the eject button, hitting the escape valve, like
rip
I was
cord.
Like a pilot that just wanted to like fly
ripped.
Out of that plane.
You said eject. Oh no.
Oh my god.
Oh no, the suit doesn't have an eject button. Oh my god. Yeah. Well, also because I know that like that.
But it felt like I hit eject, but the plane lid was still closed. So I just slammed my whole body into the lid of the plane.
That's so tough, Quinn, because you and Matt often talk about, do you tell Koa or not? Like
not
how...
lying. Oh, such a nightmare. So I'm in a middle ground with that.
I also remember being young and like not wanting to know. You know what I mean? Also, he said.
Yeah, that's why I kept asking, do you really want to know? And he kind of was avoiding the direct answer, mm-hmm. or I was. I think we both were dancing. The other update I wanted to give you is that I also covered the very sad case of Dana Ireland, who had gone on a quick bike ride on Christmas Eve in 1991 on the Big Island, and she got beaten and raped and killed. Mm-hmm. And basically, she was 23 years old. She was found on Christmas Day. It was a cold case forever. And then in the year 2000, these three Hawaiian men got convicted. And in 2000, Frank Pauline Jr. and these brothers, Sean and Albert Schweitzer, got sentenced to her murder. And what has happened since then is I had presented a lot of reasons why that didn't seem like it was them. And a lot of people didn't think it was them. And the Innocence Project didn't think it was them. And Albert Schweitzer was freed from prison in 2023. His conviction got vacated, but he'd already been in prison 20 years. And in 2015, Pauline, I don't know how you say his name, he was killed in prison. He was shanked. So, like, he died in prison, and he was in prison for this crime he didn't commit. But in 2016, his brother took a plea deal and got released after a year in prison, but was treated like you were part of this crime. Yeah. Like, his whole life, it's known. It was like, well, you are guilty, like, essentially. And his conviction was also just vacated in October 2023. So that happened. Oh, and what
was the other guy
happened
posthumously
recently,
vacated? Was the other guy posthumously vacated?
I don't know. Probably, but I think he did a lot of other stuff, that guy that died. Not related to this, but still.
But still, maybe not murder.
A really sad story. Maybe not a murder. They used DNA evidence to really recently figure out that it was now the crime being 30 years ago. They found out it was this guy, Albert Lauro Jr., and they really didn't want him to know they knew it was him. They really just wanted to, like, do the DNA work and get him and not tell him or give him a heads up. But he got a heads up because they went and, like, got more DNA to definitely corroborate what they already knew. And so he committed suicide right before his arrest.
What a fucking coward.
But it was
him. What a fucking coward. Three men went to jail for a crime he committed, and he had the audacity to kill himself.
Yeah.
That poor family. I hope that family feels at least comfort that the right people, or that the person that did it is gone. I don't know. That's cold comfort.
Yeah. They used, like, a bunch of forensic genealogy stuff to finally trace that it was him. And they were very careful about, you know, getting specialized warrants to find all that stuff out. And, like, I know a little bit about it because Larry actually worked on it.
Yeah.
Through the Innocence Project. But it's a really upsetting story because I know that they really wanted this guy to have to answer for his crimes, and they were really adamant that he not find out anything, and then he did, and that's such a annoying thing that he got, like, for just, like, to choose to end somebody else's life and then still get a choice in how you end your own and how you live the rest of your days. It's very unfair, but I am glad that they found out finally who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the story. It's a really sad story. Sorry to tell it. But I did think you guys would want to know, because when I told the story originally, it was like, it doesn't feel like it's these guys, but who the heck is it?
Totally. The fact that they found someone is fucking wild. I can't believe that happened.
Yeah, but I had to tell it.
You have to tell
it.
I wonder what episode it was.
My friend Lucy, her daughter, Dorothy, has this thing where she goes, she's younger than Griff, and she'll go, hey, can I tell you my truth? And I'll be like, yeah. And then she'll tell a really long story about how they went to kind of like a tourism thing, and it surprised her because there was an animatronic dinosaur there, and it scared the shit out of her. But she'll tell a really long story about how the dinosaur scared the shit out of her. But that's her truth. And Lucy was laughing so hard because she's like, she just tells people all the time that that's her truth. Want to hear my truth, and then tell the story about a dinosaur that scared the shit out of her.
Kids are magic. Kids are magic.
She's really good. And then she did follow it up the next day when I was hanging out with her with, do you want to hear my castle truth? It's like, yeah, you want to hear your castle truth.
1,000%.
Oh,
1,000%.
So cute.
Fucking
you can imagine
percent.
That was also a really good story. I mean, amazing.
I want to hear about castle truth. I'm here in Edinburgh, and you know what? There is a castle truth here.
So many castle truths there.
Oh my God, I didn't tell you. I saw Miriam Margolis the other day.
Yeah, how was it?
Fucking incredible. She did all these Dickens, and it's amazing. She's 83 years old. She's totally fucking with it. She rules. But the best thing is, like, she's the funniest person. And I'm going to tell you this story because it was so lovely. Well, lovely is the wrong word, but it was amazing. Because apparently she's, like, very open about her flatulence, about her farts and stuff.
Mm-hmm,
and so someone's like, have you ever had an inopportune time where you farted somewhere? And listen, I'm going to try to do this as a quote. I will not be able to do it justice, but this is what she said. She goes, you know, everybody farts. I'm not going to do her accent because it'll be probably offensive. She's like, everybody farts, you know, that's just a part of life. And she goes, but I guess the strangest place is I was with Graham Norton,
and we were going to a Dolly Parton concert in Wembley Stadium. And we were going down for a meet and greet. I had tickets. So we went down to the tunnels. And they're quite, you know, they're all concrete tunnels. And she said, I'm standing in line with Graham Norton, and I could feel a fart coming. And I could feel it bubbling up. You know, no fart comes out of nowhere. You get warning. And she said it started bubbling up, but we were down there waiting for 45 minutes. And, you know, as it happened, I farted, and it was, being a cement tunnel, it was quite loud and shocking. And I think people thought for a moment it might have been a terrorist attack, but it wasn't. In fact, it was my old asshole.
She sounds great.
She's saying this in the most, like, prim and proper.
Yeah.
She's so delightful. She also talked about,
accents,
like,
are cool. You can say stuff. It's way better.
Also, she's an 83-year-old woman, and she just, like, literally one of the lines that she said in the show, she's like, and I sucked many people off innocently. And you're sitting there being like, and she's saying, like, the punchline to these stories that are absolutely horrific in a way that, like, she's made peace with them. She's 80. Like, she talks about, I mean, she was amazing. She was amazing. I loved her. It was amazing. It was awesome. It was wonderful. Huge fan of hers. Huge. Big. Huge. Okay. Well,
we got it.
I gotta
go to bed. And we'll do.
It's 3:56 in the morning.
This was great. Bless you. It's 4 a.m. Go to bed.
Oh my God. Hey, we love you. You mean so much to us. We'll talk to you soon.
We love you.
Hey, Quinn, have fun.
We'll do a real one
in the mountains.
Relax.
Okay.
Thanks.
Goodbye.